This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
The famous writer Sir George Bernard Shaw was once quoted in saying, "Imitation is not the sincerest form of flattery, it's the sincerest form of learning."
Tonight, Brett and the other Brett are playing and talking covers. That is, cover versions of cover songs written by another, sometimes with bigger success than the original.
So is it poor imitation or is it paying tribute to the writer? Would Mr. Shaw be flattered or flabbergasted with turning his Ugly Duckling play Pygmalion to the swan song musical film My Fair Lady? You decide tonight on The Affair.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. Maybe someone should do a cover version of our theme song.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
I'd love it. Big thank you to Dylan for the Chappow Show. And tonight, on The Affair, it's all about covers. My goodness.
That is a song recorded by someone else that was first recorded by someone else.
Absolutely. And this is not a new thing. This has been going on for a long time.
Well, actually, regular listeners to the shows would have heard us mention this last week when we were playing a lot of 60s music, when we discovered that a lot of 60s artists recorded songs 3 weeks after the last version was released onto the charts.
Absolutely. Actually, in the film Dreamgirls, they actually touch on it about how
because
black music was stolen all the time by whiteies.
That's right. And also because there was those two versions of the big song in that film. Yes, Effie's version, and I don't actually like the film, but I have seen it, and I've got the disco remix of Beyoncé's version of that song.
But obviously, we want to hear from our wonderful listeners. What is their best or worst cover song?
Yep, there have been some shockers, but there have been some really good ones. There are many cover versions which far exceed the original in brilliance.
Absolutely. Look, email us on air at joy.org.au, SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, or give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. Now, Brady, what about one of the, I'd say some of the worst I remember, I'm thinking of early 90s, Colette, Ring My Bell.
Oh, well, she was a serial offender because on her second album, she covered Upside Down, the Diana Ross song.
Are you
song.
For real?
It so she was woeful.
So she butchered two great disco songs.
Do you know what, though? Colette, we'll touch on worst songs, but Colette fulfills the criteria for how to do a worst cover version is to have the second artist have a weaker voice than the first artist. That guarantees a bad cover version.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
There are many brilliant singers in the world, but you don't mess with their songs.
No.
Because if they, particularly if they've got a really distinctive voice or a really powerful voice, and then some weedy little disco poppet, and I'm not talking about Colette, I'm talking about Young Divas, I'm talking about...
What's wrong with the Young Divas?
What's right with the Young
Divas? Okay, all right.
They murdered that Lonnie Gordon song.
Anyway. Thank God someone did that, because I love that Lonnie Gordon song. Just... When Lonnie Gordon sings it.
That is a fantastic album. You know, you can buy that on CD now. It was only ever available on vinyl.
Really?
Yeah, it's been remastered and re-released.
Now, we're doing something special on tonight's show. And Brady came up with a good idea. Let's play the original first. So we're just going to play a little bit every song.
This could almost be like, name that tune.
Oh, it is. So here's our first one. Let's have a listen
to it. Let's have a listen to this one.
Now, this is going to be a hard one to guess.
You have to wait for the lyrics to get this, really.
It's a little bit Western country, folky.
If you could read my mind, love.
Oh, goodness.
Well, it kind of gives it away in the first line.
Well, it does.
Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong,
with chains
oh, it's quite soothing. My
it is very soothing. It's very smooth. You know that ghost is me.
And this is the bit where all the gay boys are expected to start going boom, boom, boom.
As long as I'm a ghost, you can't see.
A ghost you can see.
Yeah. So look, for those who didn't know, that was Gordon Lightfoot from 1971 with the song If You Could Read My Mind, which went to number one on the Canadian charts.
Now, what's interesting about this, is one of the songs, it wasn't just covered back in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
For the film Studio 54. Yep. 54. Johnny Cash had a go. Viola Willis, this is the version that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
She did a real Western version. And so, well, Johnny Cash speaks for himself.
Someone else the listeners might know. Yes. Barbara Streisand. Yes.
Mm.
No, everyone loves that song. I actually had never heard that Gordon Lightfoot version until I was once on a road trip in the States. And
really?
We couldn't pick up anything except country radio. And it came on. But anyway, this is the version that I know the most and that I love the most. This is Stars on 54. Right? If you could read my mind.
You're on The Affair on Joy 94.9.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts would tell.
You know, it's not just the apparently favourite song of porn star John Holmes, which was played over the end of his biographical film Wonderland. It was If You Can Read My Mind, the theme to 54. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Danny Minogue and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Oh, I love the Minogue, Junior.
Now, I wonder why we played Danny then.
We can segue with the best of them. So, yes, it is the Covers Affair tonight on
yes.
Joy 94.9. We're talking cover songs and the originals and trying to work out which is best.
Fabulous. Now, look, I've got another song to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder if we could guess it. This is a little bit, I love, can I say? It's a great intro.
Yep.
So tonight on The Affair, we are playing the original, and then we're going to be playing the covered song.
This one takes a while to get going, this original.
And originally, I thought this was Marsha.
I could see where you were coming from with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So clearly, this is the original of This Is It, which was by the fabulous Melba Moore back in 1976.
Written by Van McCoy, he of The Hustle, Do It.
Ah. Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Now, obviously, this was also covered and a fabulous version was done on The Late Show called Holy Shit, Apologise.
I remember
language.
That.
And it was one of the girls dressed up as Danny.
Yes. For look, if anyone doesn't remember, the video clip that Danny did for this was quite bad. She choreographed it herself. And that's not the worst part of it. She was dancing around
sure?
on a beach wearing kind of fruity flower things in her hair. But the worst part was she had Julian McMahon, her then husband, dancing around before he'd had his chest laser surgery.
Yes.
Dancing around in the beach with her. And it was fairly
can
local.
Can I say?
It looked like some kind of like high school project.
Well, look, as The Delight Show said, it's like we're dancing on a rubbish tip. And it wasn't too far from that.
The only thing I remember about that, one of the lines was, this time I know I've gone too far, I'm wearing Carmen Miranda's bra. That's the only line I remember from that
That's
Late
heaven.
Show parody.
Well, obviously now, because we do, and you know what? I actually really like Danny Minogue.
This version of this song is great. I love this. It still brings them to the floor, as they say.
It does. Gay anthem?
Ah, for sure.
A gay anthem. You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett on The Affair.
I hope you were all doing the dance move at home like we were in the studio.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't... I still remembered it, Brady, and so did you.
Yep. I remember doing it in nightclubs. She was a big fan of the covers, Danny. Jump to the Beat.
Oh, my...
He's the greatest dancer.
Oh, yes.
Xanadu.
Oh my God, yes, you're on Joy 94.9 with the Bretts on the affair. Brady, we've had a couple of shout-outs in between Danny.
We've got a few shout-outs.
Yes.
We got a message from Betty who reminded us that Colleen Hewitt did a great version of If You Could Read My Mind. She's an excellent singer, Miss Colleen Hewitt.
Can I say, she did some, she didn't do Godspell, that was Peter Tapano, but she did do a couple of great tracks, and it's really bloody hard to get... to get them out, the late 60s, early 70s. I'm going to have to hunt her down. I want to say a big shout out to an old mate of mine, Nolly, in London. He's his I Will Always Love You, the Dolly versus Whitney Scragg fight. And greetings from sunny London. Now, you don't hear that very often, sunny London.
So make the most of it.
But
yeah.
I want to say also with that, Dolly actually was, because after Whitney had the massive hit, Dolly was actually asked, or do you mind that she had a bigger hit than you? And she went, oh, Christ, no. I love it because do you know how many cheap little dresses I could buy with the money she's made me?
She's great.
She's awesome.
I love her. Actually, she made a comment about it when I saw her in concert. It was great. She was just like, just keep the cash rolling in, honey. She's great. We also had a message from someone who, I'm not sure who their name is, but they didn't like my comments about the Lonnie Gordon song and said, y'all don't talk smack about young divas.
Oh, well, anyway. Maybe that's a young diva fan club.
Maybe.
Who knows? Hey, so it's all about the covers tonight. We want to hear from you. What was your best or worst cover song? Now, look, some of the most covered songs, Brett.
Yep.
Have to talk.
There are a few that become favourites that just, you know, literally hundreds of people covering them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. One of them, what I was really surprised was, speaking of Dolly, Jolene in 1973.
Yeah, I knew Olivia Newton-John had done a version of it.
Yes.
And I remember the White Stripes, who I don't like, funnily enough.
No, I'm not big on those.
No, and I remember they did a version.
The Sisters of Mercy also, as well as Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Seb?
Really? Yes. They did a version.
I haven't heard hers.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
Mm.
Not that crazy. One that I always thought was interesting, Joe Cocker. I always thought he had the original With a Little Help of My Friends, but that was actually a Beatles song back in 67.
Yeah, this is often the way that the second or third or 15th version becomes more popular and people don't realise that it wasn't the original.
Absolutely. And, of course, something that I was surprised about the Beatles with their hit Twist and Shout, which I always thought was a Beatles song, originally was called Shake It Up, Babe, and it was actually written by the Top Notes, made famous by the Isley Brothers, then the Beatles, and then... in 1986, it was recharted in the US charts, got to number 23 because of the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, there you go.
Unbelievable.
I hate that song.
I'm not a fan.
No. Now,
not
another song which has been covered by more than 300 people, according to the Bible of All Things Truthful, Wikipedia.
Well, it has to be true if it's on Wikipedia.
Absolutely. Is Always on My Mind.
Oh, let's have a listen to the original.
The very original. It's not Elvis.
1972. Maybe I didn't treat you. Another sort of Western folky song, yeah. Brad.
Brendan, for those who don't have it picked in by now, I'm swaying in my chair.
You are swaying. Quite as often as I should. It's sort of like you're looking out to Oklahoma or North Dakota. I should have said and done. I just never took the time. You are always on my mind. Oh, I love that. Can I say? Love the backing system.
Yeah,
the backing.
They're good. Now, poor Brenda, she only got to number 45 on the country charts, and then the very same year, Elvis took it and hit the top 20.
Bloody Elvis.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, anyway, but so Elvis hit the top 20. Willie Nelson won a Grammy for his version of it in 1981.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. But you're mentioning that it's so sad, like a lot of good dance songs, tragic lyrics. Put it to a dance beat, you've got what has been voted the second best cover version of all time.
Wow, the Pet Shop Boys.
They're the ones.
With Always on My Mind. You're listening to The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're on The Affair, and it's The Covers Affair tonight on Joy 94.9. And we are currently, we've just been joined via phone, via New Zealand, with our missing co-host. Hello, Hickey, are you there?
Hello, Kiorio. How you doing?
Oh, look, he's already speaking the local language.
I'm twanging. I'm trying to do as well as I can.
You're doing that southern drawl again.
I told you I was going to be twanging tonight, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was some form of reference to some other activity. But anyway, how is beautiful sunny New Zealand, Hickey?
It is beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous. And we just had a huge protest down here, down Queen Street, about the GCSB, which, I don't know, I'll just break down for you. It just means that John Key's going to look at all of our specs.
Oh, okay.
How invasive for you.
Well, that's not good.
I know. Well, you know, it's going to keep me celibate for another year easily.
So I thought you might have, found yourself a New Zealand toy boy since you are hit town. You'd be like fresh meat in a small market.
No, I can assure you that my meat is quite happily in the freezer.
Oh, well, never mind. No wonder you're freezing your buttocks off there in the Wellington night. Hickey, it's about...
That's Auckland.
Auckland.
We're not shaking here. We're not shaking.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
No, so you're all safe? You're away from all forms of, you know, fault lines and things up there?
Only fault is the wind is going down in my pants. That's what I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, dear. Now, have you jumped off the Sky Tower yet?
I have not. I'm staring right there, and I'm thinking they're all a bunch of fools for doing so. And thank God that it is after 6 o'clock at night, because that means there ain't nobody jumping off that tower, including myself.
Oh.
When they jump off, though, they're actually attached to a wire, so it's not quite as exciting as it sounds. But it does look like fun.
There's a whole bunch of students coming into town. Oh. And all these students, you know, they've got this little springy thing right here, which is like a couple of seats, and they just go catapult you up into the air and just let you fling up there. Oh, I tell you, it is so funny because I tell you, half of China's gone on that thing right now.
Can I say, Hickey, do they give you a fresh pair of pants afterwards? That's what I'd be demanding.
Let me just tell you, I am not going into anywhere near that little thing because I know that there are little droplets coming out.
Too much information.
You know what I reckon? Freeman? I reckon be first one in the morning. Go first thing in the morning and be the first one fresh.
Hey, look.
Y'all talk about covers, right?
Yes.
All right.
What's your?
Have y'all talked about Isaac Hayes?
No, because we know that you put a fabulous little film together from our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ The Affair Joy 949.
Yes, or just go to the joy.org.au website, click on programs, click on us, The Affair, and you'll find the links there.
Absolutely. So,
because we want your money.
Well, Joy maybe, not us.
Well, Joy, you can give. Well, I'll take it as well.
I know.
Now, speaking of Isaac Hayes,
yes.
Now, you know that I was sitting here today at the Viaduct right here, and I was thinking to myself, Isaac Hayes done took a song that is nothing but Dionne Warwick saying, if you see me walking down the street, walk on by, walk on by. And he done took this 3-minute song and stretched it out to 12-minute song. Now, that's genius, ain't it?
Turn it into a kind of a Barry White kind of love serenade if it's going for 12 minutes?
Oh, he turned it into a Barry White serenade mixed in with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and then probably a couple bits of The Wall in it as well.
Fabulous.
I like it.
Because we have spoken about Isaac Hayes, and I saw a wonderful rendition of Shaft that he did live in the early 70s at a concert in the States. And so you know how he used to come out with the huge opera coat?
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd take it off. Well, what he was wearing underneath were magenta flares with stack heels, right? Now, he was quite a handsome man. So instead of a jacket, so he's got his bare chest open, and very nice chest, but then he's wearing a jacket made of chainmail.
Yes, the Wattstack concert. Oh, yes.
And the biggest sunglasses. All I can say is Elton John was clearly had lost a few because he had them all on his face. Mr. Isaac Hayes. Hey, look, we've had some other ones as well, which I absolutely love. Proud Mary.
Oh, yes. This is the question.
Yes.
Creedence Clearwater Revival versus Icantina.
Can I say, Icantina. I always thought it was Icantina, but it's a Creedence song.
Yeah. I knew it was a Creedence song, but that's another one where Tina kind of took that and made it her own. She's still, well, she's retired. She got married last week.
Did she?
Digression. Yes.
She did. A younger man, wasn't it?
Yeah, but she's been with him for years. She hooked up with him in like 1986 or something. He's a German financier called Erwin. How do I remember this from, like, anyway?
Hey, Hickey, something.
Your recollection is amazing, Brett.
Something that I found interesting with Proud Mary, Elvis, Bruce Springsteen, Neil Sedaka all had covers, but the weirdest thing is Leonard Nimoy, who played Dr. Spock, covered the song on his album The New World of Leonard Nimoy. I remember him singing a song called Bilbo Baggins.
He had a disco album, too.
Did he?
By the way, The Hobbit just ended filming, shooted. The final Hobbit just finally ended shooting here, right here in Wellington. Somehow they managed to squeeze it out before the earthquake.
Oh,
well, that
God.
Was lucky for all those Hobbit fans, of which I'm clearly not one.
Neither am I.
And look, something about, look, we talked about Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, I always thought they also did the original I Heard It Through the Grapevine, but that was from, that's from 68 by Smokey Robinson. Oh, my goodness. I could have just.
Oh, no. Way, way, way before that. If you go to.
Yes.
And it's still on there.
Yes.
On the Full Catastrophe blog, fullcatastrophe.wordpress.com. You can actually find the whole little special I did about I Heard It on the Grapevine.
Can you believe that he just plugged an ex show?
I know.
During that. Can you believe it?
Move on.
Move
it's
on.
Gone.
It's
Let
gone.
Go.
Andy Bell has left the building.
Well, I'm stuck in the transit lounge.
Oh, well, exactly. Now, look, something else that I absolutely love, which I thought it was an Aretha Franklin song. A Respect.
Ooh, talk about Aretha. That's my girl.
It was right. Respect from 1965 was originally written by Otis Redding.
Oh, really?
Yes. And one of the lyrics, you know how it says R-E-S-P-C-T, take care, T-C-P.
B-B.
T-C-B, sorry, is actually an abbreviation
that
called taking care of business.
Word that we can't say.
No, taking care of business.
You can interpret it that way.
Oh, you're being rude again, aren't you?
Oh, dear.
Well,
I am being rude.
Well, look, Hickey, I want you to guess this song. This is the next cover, and this was originally from 1964. This is very nice, isn't it?
The girl from Ipanema, Astrid Gilfeld.
Of course it is.
Well done.
Now, this was originally from 1964. Astrid Gilberto, Joa Gilberto, and Stan Getz.
And Brazil 66.
In Brazil, what was Brazil 66?
I have no idea why they called themselves Brazil 66, because they certainly released it. Now, maybe they changed their name afterwards.
Ah.
This has been sung by a lot of people as well.
Everyone's had a crack at that. Yep. And the version that I want to play, Hickey, any final comments?
My final comments is I love y'all. We need to just establish a Joy 94.9 Auckland video studio so that y'all can come over here.
Absolutely. I totally agree. We will be speaking to you again soon, Hickey. It's been wonderful to hear from you. We miss you heaps.
It's been great hearing from you guys as well.
And I'm going to dedicate this track to you tonight.
I hope I'm going to like it.
It's the Amy Winehouse version. You're on Joy 94.9. See you, Hickey.
See ya.
Melbourne's big gay voice has a fresh new sound. Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9 with Brett and the other Brett. It's the cover affair tonight. It's all about covers.
Now, we've had a few messages, but before we go to those messages, I've actually got something to share. Now, I'm not normally a political person, Brett, but there
is
something.
No, I know. Once I tried to bring some sensibility to the table and I was mocked and he said he just wanted to play disco music.
And I still do. But however, tonight, I want to share this because obviously Joy goes out to the world and I want to share this. there is a protest outside of the Russian embassy on the 10th of August. It is for LGBTI rights in Russia. We know of recent events in Russia. It is threatening for our brothers and sisters over there who are part of the LGBTI community. What the Russian government are doing, it is disgusting. There is nothing else to say. But however, on the 10th of August in London at the Russian embassy, it is 13 Kensington Palace Gardens. The nearest tube station is High Street, Kensington. It is a public event on Facebook. All are welcome in London to attend. And I was really proud that my friend Eddie actually set up, who lives in London now, actually set up the site. So I'm really proud. And I said that I would want to talk about it on the show. And we are going to talk about it in the next week's show as well. But now that I've stopped my political rant, yes, let's get back to the affair, which is all about covers.
Yes,
tonight.
If you are listening to us in London, send us a message and tell us what your favourite or least favourite cover is. Judy in Carnegie said she's a fan of Gladys Knight's version of I Will Survive. Stephen from Seaford likes both versions of Stormy Weather and prefers the cover version of I'm Just a Gigolo and loves the original of Move Over Darling.
Well, can I say, Just a Gigolo, I can only remember the YMCA... Sorry, the Village People version, apologies.
David Lee Roth also did a version.
Oh, he did one in the 80s,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Ben, excuse me, how rude. Not Ben, me and my coughing. Ben has mentioned the Celines. There was a Doof Doof version of The Power of Love,
yes,
by Beverly, I believe that was.
Yes.
And Nikki French's Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I played on this show a few weeks ago.
Yes. And bless Ben for doing that. And obviously, thank you so much, Hickey, for calling us from the Harbour City.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll be speaking to you in the next few weeks as well. But we've still got a couple more songs to play now. Obviously, at Joy, we do obviously always talk about LGBTI artists, mm-hmm, as well. And obviously, we talk about Australian artists as well. And I was very torn. We know we played Danny before, and there is an Australian artist coming up. But before we do that, Triple J actually had a fabulous... They do cover albums now and again. Now, they did a great album a few years ago, called I Want to Be a Carpenter, and it was all the Carpenter songs.
Ah, I think I've heard some of those, yeah.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And, I mean, there's so many cover bands that go around Australia still. Look at the ABBA, Bjorn Again.
Babba.
My goodness.
Yeah, but then they're not really strictly cover. They're more impersonators rather than doing their own version of it.
Well, where do you draw the line between an impersonator and a cover, Brett?
Well, you're not impersonating someone if you're a cover artist, are you? If you are recording an Elvis song, you are Brett singing
Elvis, as opposed to me.
As opposed to Elvis Light singing, yeah, Elvis.
So Elvis,
you're not dressing up like them. You're not. Okay, here's the other way,
okay,
you do it, is you also record songs by other artists,
but
or yourself. You're not only recording... Because what was that crazy Swedish... were they Swedish?
Oh, they're all crazy.
No, they were like two young girls. They were called like West End Girls, and all they ever covered was Pet Shop Boys songs.
Oh, really?
They weren't Swedish. They were German or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were Norlandic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they had a twist on it. Yeah, they only covered Pet Shop Boys songs.
I heard a wonderful, because obviously in the 60s, and look, I know we talked about the 60s last week, but you can't sort of get away because so many artists did so many different covers, mm-hmm, during the 60s. And I love the versions where, like, Dionne Warwick would sing the same version of a Burt Bacharach song, but in French. Barbara,
yes,
did the same on her French album as well. And it's quite interesting when you hear it sung in another language. Sometimes it is enhanced and sometimes it is detracted. Singing German's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, singing in another language always works. So, you know, J-Lo sings the same songs. When she sings her songs in Spanish, they sound fantastic.
I've never heard her sing in Spanish.
Una noche más. Oh, that's about all I know.
Hey, look, how about I play the next song? I'll stop banging on now. This is from, Electronic. It's, mm-hmm, 1980. Ring any bells? Quite quite a lot of the song I've included tonight.
Why not?
I think the chorus is coming on.
Not yet. You got to build up to it.
I know. I think I might have given up on this one. Clearly, that was the fabulous Lips Inc. from 1980.
Do you see what they did there? Lips Inc. And it sounds like lip sync. See how clever they were there? See what they were doing?
Do you know, I've never got that.
What?
Until you said it then. Oh, my God. And that was obviously Funky Town. And back in 86, Brett, were you watching Countdown?
No, I was far too young.
Anyway.
This is also a bit electro, this one. But it's also got guitars, so it's got kind of a bit of a...
Yeah, rock.
Yeah.
This is Pseudo Echo with Funky Town. You're on Joy 94.9 on The Affair.
Keep us on air. Become a member today. 1-300-JOY-949.
Joy 94.9. Almost time for us to finish up with the cover version of The Affair.
It's been wonderful. We've had so many wonderful responses. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who sent through messages. We love you very much.
Love to hear from people with their best and worst covers.
And we just want to let you know, guys, next week, Brett and I are actually, I'm in Bali. And where are you, Brett? You're away, aren't you, as well?
Oh, it's a long and complicated story. It's that box on Facebook where you tick, it's complicated.
Oh, my God. You are hilarious. But we've obviously got one final cover version to play us out tonight. Brett, do you know how much I love Motown?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Oh, my God. A little bit too much sometime. And I wonder if you can guess the original first.
Done.
And?
Keep me hanging on. It's the Supremes.
1966. From the Supremes Sing.
That's a great song.
Now, there has been some argument about this song. Was it the first disco song? Because of the guitar.
I think I've heard that. There's something about the counts, the number of beats per bar or something.
Absolutely. So we might come back and revisit that at another time, but obviously the other cover version of this song, it was 1986... Kim Wilde. I apologise for being too 80s tonight, Brady.
You can never be too 80s, Brady.
Well, thank you so much for listening to The Affair. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Brett?
We'll see you then.
Good night, Australia.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.